Welcome to Virtually Live, the podcast where we get insights from marketing leaders and event professionals. I'm Ashley, Content Marketing Manager at Kaltura. In today's episode, we explore how unlocking the full potential of digital engagement requires a shift in perspective, moving beyond conventional tactics to embrace the applications of AI. Let's start with Kieran Flanagan, CMO at Zapier. Enjoy!
One of my favorite companies, Stack Overflow, which is this incredible company that answers questions for developers, right? It's a Q&A site for developers. It's built off the back of search because I search for things on Google and then they sit in the middle of Google and those answers. So these large aggregator sites, they aggregate a lot of information and they get a ton of traffic from Google. They are all going away. Why are they going away? Because large language models can answer those questions much better than search. What does this mean? Well, it means that for us who have built content and SEO engines in the past, we have to start to build engagement engines, right? We have to move from an era where we did SEO-led growth to an informational-led growth to engagement-led growth, personality-led growth. And I think what AI is going to be a boom for is marketers who are incredible at media, creators. Marketers and creators should be one and the same person. They should be able to create incredible podcasts, incredible YouTube channels. They should be able to create incredible engaging content on all of these other channels that favor creators over brand. And for me, when you're building your marketing team in the future, the content team you want,
you will definitely have some opportunity in content and SEO. I am not divesting there. I think there's still opportunity there. If you have domain authority, you actually have an unfair advantage against everyone else because it's harder to build over time. Less people are linking out to content over time. But you definitely want to build the creator part of your team to be able to do build engaging audiences within these channels.
Right, so traditionally marketers are at the start of a customer journey. We create the demand, we create the brand awareness, we actually get someone to sign up for the freemium product, or we get someone to fill out a form to create a lead or whatever that may be. But we're kind of at the start, and then that person gets handed over to different teams, right? A sales team, whatever the team, a support team, whatever it may be. And the thing is, it all starts with marketing, right? It all starts with marketing, but it never really ends with marketing.
Well, these AI tools are able to do a lot of the work that comes after when someone signs up for something, whether it's a form or they sign up for a product, and they're able to like do personalization better than we've been able to do through humans. Like, so they're able to do the sales outreach email, right? They're able to like look at all of the information. We've done this at Zapier, right? We capture some information, including your tech stack, your role, what are you trying to solve for? And we're able to build you like real contextual emails that get much higher open rates and that actually have gotten feedback from people who have received them saying, this is the best email I've ever got. Well, it's not written by a human. It's because AI is much better at writing that content than we've ever managed to do in the past. They're able to do all of the live chat, whether it's in your product or on your website, right? They're able to, you've seen this at HubSpot, right? They're able to like have a great interaction and take that person further than the customer journey, right? That person is going in, you're trying to engage them, and then you're trying to upgrade them, and then you're trying to delight them. You're trying to make them a happier customer. And so at all points within those stages, there's an AI tool coming or an AI agent coming that's going to be able to take the work that was used to be done by other teams. And actually, we're able to automate that through AI. Now, why does this play in marketing's favor? Because most journeys start with marketing. Marketing are the people who attract the demand, right? And marketers, for the most part, in companies are the automators, right? We've gotten very good at trying to automate a lot of work, whether that's through email or whatever it may be, automate a lot of that customer journey. And so what's going to happen, I think, is these AI tools are going to allow marketers to automate much more of the customer journey and make it much, much better so they can actually own that customer interaction for far, far longer.
Those were some insightful comments from Kieran. Now, Ryan Howard, Technical Program Manager at Google, shares his point of view.
Well, I think a lot of what we're focused on, particularly within XI, is technology that is about like the broadest sense of tools, right? The broadest sense of technology. It's not necessarily fancier, flashier pixels or you know, robots. So AI is certainly a piece, but a lot of it is really about like, how do we have better frameworks? How do we map the space that we're trying to navigate more thoroughly and more accurately, which lets us then apply these other tools in a more impactful way. So I think for me, the big opportunity with XI is to be as open-minded about what technology means as possible, and to really look at making sure the work we do through XI with the larger industry and community is as foundational and as broadly applicable as possible. I think in many ways, like one way I think about a future with more AI is that it's more of what we have today. AI is already here. It already permeates our world. We're talking about using it to do more things. And I think it's not necessarily like one mega AI brain that we're looking at. It's many, many people. And it's in many ways, we approach it, I think, like, how would we, if we got a million people to help us, how would we harness those million people? And I think that's the promise of AI in this space, is like Megan said, there's a lot of things that are like very easy things for us to maybe apply it to that would just, solve many small pain points that would have a massive impact. And then there are some really fundamental issues that I think that it can help us with. But to really leverage it, we have to be really thoughtful and methodical, and we have to find ways of being more, a stronger coalition within the industry about how we approach things, how we talk about things, how we talk about value, how we talk about success, and how we think about the mechanics of events. So I think it's, in some ways, it's a better version of today. I mean, I'm not sure if that sounds as optimistic as I think it does, but I think it's one of those things where there's so many things that can happen. It will be here and be completely different before we realize it. We may not, see the complete pivot. I think it's the same as having a million people in some ways, right? You can't really control a million people, especially if it's a million people with social media. So that's a totally different question. Maybe you can think of it like that. I think it comes back to how do we build the right sort of frameworks and approaches to things so that we kind of like give, the AI agent, if you will, a specific set of tasks to accomplish and set some boundaries and some rules. And that's, we just have to do that consistently and everywhere. And if we maintain that approach, then I think we've created the right foundation. And we have to be, we have to constantly monitor and make sure that we're not missing potential gaps or loopholes that inadvertent things could happen. So I think, there's a lot of learning, but I think it's about going at it very methodically and going at it very, very intentionally. In many ways, I think the thing to remember is AI is not just a big, a big box that we feed things into and things magically come out of. It works best when it's applied within a larger sort of system and a larger ecosystem. And I think a lot of the work we're doing within XI and then within our sort of day jobs is unlocking that potential. There are things we've been developing, like responsive design systems that let us make an environment a lot more responsive to just different physical conditions, different use cases, different aspects, and change that, and within a moment. And you can have that kind of machine figured out, if you will, as a system, and then plug AI into it, and it becomes that much more effective and useful. But it's still kind of like it needs to be in the hands of humans. We have to make sure that we're putting it in the right use case and giving it the right bounds and feeding it, the right inputs and making sure we're trying to get the right outcomes from it. And I think that's really where we start.
Thanks to all our wonderful guests. And thank you for tuning in. Join us next time for another episode of Virtually Live, the podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Bye.